Martha Schaffner was arrested by the FBI over the weekend at her home in Newport. The Democrat, serving her second term, has faced questions over how her office has handled state investments. Republican State Senator Jason Rapert is among legislative leaders who have had concerns about Schaffner.
I'm the person that asked the question in the hearings, have you taken any cash from anyone that you may not have reported? And she said, no, I have not. I knew that was a critical question to ask, and the FBI was sitting in the room, is what I'm told. So today I'm sad for the state of Arkansas. I'm embarrassed that one of our elected officials has done this, but at the same time, I'm very happy to know that it seems justice may very well be served.
Legislative auditors say Schaffner's office sold 11 bonds from its investment portfolio before they had matured, resulting in a net loss of more than $58,000. We expect to learn more from the FBI after today's hearing. Meanwhile, Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas says Schaffner has a couple of options.
She could voluntarily resign, or she can stay in office and fight the charges. She does not have to leave just because she's been accused. I suspect, though, that there's going to be some immense political pressure on her to resign. If she does voluntarily, or later, if she's found guilty of the charge, she'll have to vacate the office. And under the state constitution, Governor Mike Beebe has the ability to fill out her term with an appointee. For now, though, she's innocent until proven guilty.
Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.